Dr. Bridie O'Donnell, not Dr. O'Bridie, Dr. Bridie O'Donnell is a part of our family here on Halftime, and she's back again from Epworth to talk about the situation of injuries in the AFL. G'day, Bridie.
G'day, Half. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Very well indeed. Can I ask you, this is an interesting time of year. What we thought we'd talk about today, because we've got the split rounds where teams get a week off or a weekend off of playing football. They're 4 or 5 days off the players are given to rest and recuperate. Are there any concerns that, and all the high-performance guys in the competition are going through this at the moment, are there any concerns when they get back and upon resumption of the physical activity that there might be some issues from a physical health point of view?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the things we know about elite athletes and routine is that sometimes when they back off of their hard work, their hard training or even competition, that's when their immune system sometimes says, terrific, now I can give you a cold or let that niggle that turn into something bigger. So it is often a very delicate balance of how do we load the athletes, you know, in a hard way that's sort of simulating a game without putting them under too much pressure. And for some of the older guys, it could be a welcome relief to have a weekend where they're not using their bodies as a weapon. But some of the younger guys, they might need sort of a tailored training program that helps modify what they're doing and keeping them healthy and keeping them sort of match fit. So, and if we, even if we think of other sports, we think of cycling, the guys that have a day off in the Tour de France, it's often hard to get the body moving again. You almost wish you hadn't stopped. So definitely clubs are going to give them, you know, probably play simulated games or shorter versions of things and making sure that they're really assessing who's very fit to play, who's slightly injured, who's controlling a niggle or an illness that needs to be managed better. So it's a really, really challenging time of the year.
So on the 4 or 5 days that they get the Players Association makes sure they're away from training. Would you be suggesting that the clubs are making sure they are still active in that time and not just shutting down totally because their body might go with it?
Absolutely. And sometimes it's a good opportunity to work on some of the stuff you might have been a little bit slack on, you know, flexibility, core strength, working on your stretching, light runs, light swims, you know, spinning on a watt bike, that sort of thing, so that mentally they're not getting fatigued, but they are actually having that refresh away from the game and away from contact, and certainly maintaining their aerobic fitness for sure, and seeing their families, their kids, their parents, all that sort of stuff that they probably neglect a little bit during the season as well.
So it's not just me from years gone past or a mental thing. There actually is a physiological response to stopping and your immune system says, right, I can give you this cold that I've been trying to give you for 3 months now.
Absolutely. It's like, you know, you work really hard and then you go on holidays and you get sick. And
yeah.
Why is this happening now? It's almost, you've given yourself a signal, but now I'm allowed to sort of back things off a little bit. So it's a really, really common situation.
Right, okay. Well, it's nice to know there's a reason for that when I used to get that happening to me. Tell me about, also, we'll move on from that, the Joel Selwood on the weekend. I was watching that game against the D's and he kept coming off the ground with his bloody nose that was bleeding all the time. Is there any way you can stop that?
Well, unfortunately for Joel, I'd suggest the way to stop it is to stop playing. You know, whether or not...
It's going to be difficult, Bridie.
A predisposed sort of problem with allergies or polyps up in his nose, or if he's just had enough trauma that there's a blood vessel that's very close to the surface, and so every time he's having some contact, he's getting a blood nose. So in a normal situation, if he wasn't a professional athlete, you'd say, give yourself a break, stop trying to have contact and people whacking you in the head, and it sounds like people are almost looking for this situation now. He's been off the field 7 times this season with the blood rule, which is the most of any player. It must be absolutely frustrating for him, but like a lot of players and then professional sports people, when it's not catastrophic or actually preventing them from running out onto the field, it's very easy to dismiss it and keep imagining that it won't happen again. And you often then don't attend to these minor chronic things until there's going to get this point where it's going to be difficult, I imagine, for the coaching staff to determine how much of a risk it is to send him back out there.
Right. So there is an element of risk to it, or is it just...
Oh, I think so. Not so much in terms of risk long-term for him. I mean, his nasal mucous membranes are going to need a big rest after this. You know, it's very frail inside your nose. You want your nose and all the cells inside there to remain warm, so you like humidity. You want there not to be trauma. That's why people blowing their nose repeatedly, picking their nose, they're the most common causes. We won't want to speculate about whether or not any other types of activities happening on the weekend that might be enhanced enhancing the fragility of inside his nose. Definitely we know the immediate treatment is easy. You just plug something up there and stop it from bleeding. But if he's having it nearly every weekend, this is not great. You know, it's like a mild sprained ankle every single time someone runs out onto the field.
Yeah, but you can tape the sprained ankle and you can get through. What can you do with a nose to stop it doing?
In the emergency department, we plug them up with a tampon. It's the best thing to do. It might be a bit awkward for him to run around with tampons coming out of both of his nostrils. He could get mocked a little, and he doesn't play for the rats, he plays for the cats, so the whiskers might look awkward.
You're right. It's a visual. I probably hadn't taken myself to it until you got there, Brady.
But
I got there in the end. Always nice to chat to you. We look forward to catching up with you next week.
Thanks, Arf. Take care.